I knew it. I'm surrounded by assholes.
Oh, that's a mean way to start the show. Hey, what's up? It's Da Huff. It's another episode of Da Huff Uncensored. Hope you're having a great day. A lot to get to today. But real quick, hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening. Also, don't forget today's show is presented to you by the great people over at Sugar Fire in Westminster, as well as Jad's Mile High Smoke. We got tons to get to. A lot. Cannot wait. In fact, today, it just feels right. There's so much going on right now. Let's get into some rapid fire. Why does it hurt when I pee? It's rapid fire.
Say hello to my little friend.
You ready?
Wait. So we're just gonna wing it?
There's a big difference between winging it and seeing what happens. Now let's see what happens.
Here's the headline. It says, we used ChatGPT as our wedding planner, and it saved us $5,000. I have a feeling what ChatGPT did in this situation was it cut out all the bullshit. When you see somebody planning a wedding, if you've ever been a part of it, or you've just attended a wedding, you see some things, you're like, did they really need to do that? Now, real quick, keep in mind, I am a cheap bastard. But here's the thing. The end result of a wedding should be one thing, that everybody came together. You got a married couple now, and you got families. That's it, right? That's all. But people will spend a buttload of money on a band or just a DJ. Usually the DJs don't cost as much, but if you get a band in there, that's absurd. It's a lot of money. Sorry if you got a wedding band. I'm a wedding singer. You son of a bitch. You're ruining my vibe. Or if you have a high-end catering. And I'll tell you what, one of the more recent weddings I went to, very beautiful. The venue was nice, but expensive. And the food was okay, but expensive. I don't want to sit down at a wedding and I have to make a decision where they're like, do you want the salmon, sir? Or would you prefer the chicken? And then I'm like, well, what is on the salmon that makes it so spectacular? Well, sir, it's smoked and it has a pecan glaze on top and blah, 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 blah. Expensive. And I end up getting the food. I'm like, it's okay. But deep down in my, I want to say this at the top of my lungs.
This sucks and it's horseshit, but I'm too polite to say anything because I'm a class act.
Yeah, because sometimes you go in there to a wedding and you get this nice food. It's presented nice. And I'm like, nah, it's okay. I went to a wedding once where it was catered by Quiznos. It was delicious. They had no leftover food. Why? Because people kept going back. They're like, this is great. I got this. It was good. You don't need to overspend on that. You will overspend on the venue. That's like the biggest thing. So if you get a nice place, it doesn't have to be your backyard. But, you know, you can find some good places out there. Don't be spending all this money on silverware or that sounds fucked up or napkins with your name written on it. Nobody cares about that. You know who cares about that? You. That's it. And the mother-in-law. That's all. Okay. Everybody else is like, dude, I can't believe they spent all this money on these napkins. They could have gone to Taco Bell and got a whole shit ton of napkins. Oh, look at the silverware that they're renting out from the venue. Bet that cost them a pretty penny. They should have gone to Taco Bell again and just condensed everything and got a spork. It's a spoon and a fork all in one. How fantastic. There you go. I just saved you money on your wedding. Just go to Taco Bell. Have Taco Bell cater your wedding. Oh, that would be great. I would go to that. Also, Sugar Fire would be great too. I just say it. But if you're on a really tight budget, just go to get everybody burritos. Burritos and tacos. They'd have to be the soft shell, or it would be like a taco bar. I got to be honest. I'd be happy with that. I love Mexican food. That'd be great. You don't need to spend so much money on getting overly fancy meals. Just get stuff that people will enjoy. I've been to plenty of weddings where it's an okay wedding as far as the venue goes. Nothing overly fancy. Food was good. Music was good. They didn't even have a band. It was probably a DJ or something like that. You could save a lot of money. That's what ChatGPT is doing, just like cutting out all the bullshit. Just be like, you don't need to overspend on this stuff. You don't need to have a bunch of dumb birds flying after you say I do. Although I did go to one and the birds didn't fly out. That's kind of funny. I don't know. There's a lot of stuff that you can cut back. But here's the thing. At the end of the day, if spending all that money makes you and your significant other happy, then do it, okay? I'm just being a negative Nancy.
Warning, negative Nancy alert. Warning, negative Nancy alert.
But just remember, does it really matter? Hey, I'm just playing relationship guy. Do you need to spend all that money to prove to everybody that you love them? No, you don't have to. But if you have the money, go ahead and do it. I give you permission. a runner gulped down 25 glasses of wine during the London Marathon. And then he said, I was totally exhausted and hammered. He didn't say the hammered part. I did. Because if you're drinking 25 glasses of wine, you got a problem. And if he said he had 25 glasses of wine, he probably had 40. Okay? Everybody lies with their number. I don't want to sound like I'm too big of a lush. I'll just say I had 25. That's a nice round number you gave us there. 25 divisible by 5. Good for you. If he said he had 27 glasses of wine, it sounds more like he has a problem. 25, I think people are willing to look past it. Here's the thing with this dude. I don't care if your business is making wine or even growing the grapes and selling them to wine places, whatever. You can tell I don't drink wine. But here's the thing. You got a problem if you're running a marathon drinking all that wine. I don't care. It's probably not good for you. I'm not a doctor. But if I went to my doctor and said, hey, do you think it's a good idea if I run a marathon? He's like, wow, yeah. If you've been training for it, good for you. Go for it. Hold on. I'm not done. What are your thoughts if I run the marathon, but I'm also hammering 25 glasses of wine? He would just look at me and just go, Scott, do you think that's a good idea? Right? If you have to ask, it's probably a bad idea. Then I'd be like, well, forget I ever asked. Could you imagine running anything like that, doing any sort of activity and drinking wine? That's going to dehydrate you even more. You're going to finish the race puking up this red, just nastiness, and your lips are going to be all purple, and you're like, I did it. So gross. The headline says, I got a foot-long penis. It's so monstrous, I was barred from yoga. FYI, this is a good example of a headline that could never be attached to me. I don't do yoga. I feel like this guy's just bragging. Come on. I bet he was just minding his own business and somebody's just like, hey, how's it going, Todd? And he's like, I have a foot-long penis and I got kicked out of yoga. Okay. I was just saying hi as you picked up your kid from school. That would be awful if you were in that yoga class. Could you imagine? You're used to seeing like shriveled up Tootsie Rolls that shove down people's pants. Then all of a sudden you see this dude with what looks like a baby arm holding an apple. That's what's happening down there. Oh, great visual. Imagine if you were like at the rec center locker room. Just got done playing pickleball or whatever. I'm not a fan of pickleball. But whatever. You go in there. And you sit down, you're like, well, guys, that was great. sit down on the bench, woo, take the towel off your head to wipe away the sweat, and then you look over, and there's Todd with his giant baby arm holding an apple between his legs. Holy shit, Todd! Are you giving birth to a child? No, that's his penis. Seen it. Okay, Kyle, thanks. I appreciate you letting us know you've seen Todd's penis several times, enough to pick it out in a lineup.
Shut the fuck up, Kyle!
My gosh. That seems like a little much to have a foot-long penis. It's like ladies that pay to get their breasts so big that they can hardly stand up. It's too much. There's a certain point where it's just too much, okay? But I'm sure some people like it. If you have a foot-long penis, it's probably very girthy, too. And you got to find a special match for that one. Let's just say it that way, okay? Because not everybody's going to be able to handle what you're packing. Anyway, you're thinking about it way too much right now. It's disgusting. Hey, you're welcome. Speaking of meat, Sugar Fire in Westminster, legit barbecue. They're off 144th and Orchard Parkway, right next to Snooze. You got to follow them on social media, at Sugar Fire Westie, especially on Instagram and Facebook. And here's what's cool. When the Nuggets or Avs win in the first round of the playoffs, the following day, you're going to get a free soda at Sugar Fire in Westminster as long as you purchase a food item. You're welcome. Okay? That's what you get. That's not bad, a free soda. And then let's see if they advance to the next round. Who knows? They might change it up. You might get something different. So you got to go check it out. And today their special is, this is funny how they do it. The special is brought to you by the letter P. Two burger patties, pepper jack, pepper bacon, red pepper jelly, jalapeno peppers, and onions. They should have said punions, right? Something like that to keep the P going. But anyway, it sounds delicious. It looks delicious. So if you check them out at Sugar Fire Westie on their socials, you're going to see what I'm talking about. But they also have amazing signs that you need to check out. Sugar Fire in Westminster, by far my favorite barbecue place in the state of Colorado. So if you're looking for a good place to grab some brisket, maybe you want some ribs, maybe just a good, great, it's not even good, it's great burger. You got to check out Sugar Fire in Westminster. It's family friendly, perfect for date night. They even do catering. So maybe you want to, you know, knock out a wedding. All joking aside, everybody's going to devour the food. You're not going to have any leftovers. They cater to weddings, birthdays, just any type of event. Maybe you got a big meeting at the office. Either way, Sugar Fire in Westminster can help you out. So go ahead and check out Sugar Fire in Westminster. Again, they're off 144th and Orchard Parkway. Follow them on social media, especially Instagram and Facebook, at Sugar Fire Westie. Check them out online, sugarfiresmokehouse.com. It's Sugar Fire in Westminster, reinventing barbecue every single day. Oh my God, that sounds so good right now. Sugar Fire. Oh, so good. Something else that's good for you that you're going to enjoy, good for the mind, Jad's Mile High Smoke. It's the first and only licensed cannabis bar in the state of Colorado. It works like an alcohol bar, but it's for cannabis. So you can consume it on site. You can buy it and consume on site. How cool is that? You can purchase up to an ounce of flower or 8 grams of concentrate, consume what you like, and then take the rest home. It's really cool. They got a wide selection of stuff, flower, pre-rolls, concentrates, and edibles, and they provide the tools that you need to consume it with. You can sit at the bar, and they got a freshly cleaned bong. If you go to an alcohol bar, they wash the glasses after each use. They clean those bongs after each use. So it's clean and pristine. You got to check it out. It's a full-service bar. Amazing staff. They got 7 big screen TVs so you can catch your favorite sporting event or even host a watch party. Very cool. They got a lot of games going on over there, a lot of great events. And you just got to go in there, check them out, sit down, relax. They're open daily from noon to 10 and happy hour runs noon to 4:20 Monday through Friday. So go ahead, check out Jad's Mile High Smoke. It's 9 minutes from Coors Field. You got to be 21 or older to consume. No outside product. Just buy it there. Jad's at 7667 Washington Street. Just GPS to Jad's. This is a crazy story, but it's really not surprising when you think of cats. If you own a cat or you know somebody that owns a cat, this all makes sense. A family in Utah was reunited with their pet cat that they accidentally, allegedly, shipped with Amazon as they were doing an Amazon return. Nice story. Too bad it's not true. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Or am I? No, to me, it seems a little odd that you wouldn't notice. I don't know. Like, I've packed boxes before, like moving and stuff, and I've had a cat jump in there before, and you notice it. It's obvious. How do you not notice that? What's crazy is one day they can't find their cat, and like a couple days go by, and then next thing you know, they got a phone call from a vet in Los Angeles calling them saying, "Hey, we got your cat." It's wild. But not surprising, because cats are fucking weird, and anytime there's anything open, they got to go into it. We leave the toilet seat down in our house, but if we left it open, I've had cats dive in there, and they're like, "What the fuck? Why is there water in this thing that I was jumping in? You dumb cat. That's your fault." Getting into boxes, getting into trash cans, you're changing out the trash bag. Next thing you know, you got a cat in the trash can. Cats are weird. My wife was eating a snack the other day, sitting on the couch. And next thing I know, I was like, "Be very still. Gary's trying to steal your food." And he's seriously like creeping up onto her like, "I'm going to steal the wheat thin." Like, you're diabetic. You can't, Gary. Gosh dang it, man. You're on a diet. It's weird that they shipped it and didn't notice it, but I'm glad the cat has been returned and they're happy. But just know, next time that you're dealing with a box that you're shipping out and you got cats, make sure you check it, because holy crap, how bad would you feel, especially if you have young kids and your cat got in there and it fucking died? You would never hear the end of it. "Mom shipped off, you know, Fluffy. And then he died." Could you imagine being Amazon and you're doing your job. You're just opening up the package. Next thing you know, there's a fucking cat. And it just like, it's pissed off and it just scratches you on the face. Oh, that's horrible. I saw this. This is pretty wild. Milan is trying to ban ice cream, pizza, and plenty of other things after midnight, after a new proposed law that they actually tried to propose back in 2013, but it fell through. I'm going to give you a little bit more insight on this, not just the headline, because I was like, this is kind of weird. It's because people are noisy and disrespectful, and they're trying to make it so there's a noise ordinance. And apparently in Milan, it's like normal for people to be going out after midnight, grabbing some ice cream, pizza, and whatnot, but they're way too rowdy. This is all boomers that are upset about this, but I kind of get it. If you're in a neighborhood that has a lot of businesses around you, you got a bunch of drunk assholes eating ice cream and pizza, that would be fucking annoying. It's like 2 o'clock in the morning. We're like, "Woo, this ice cream's so good." That's the sound of me licking it. You're welcome. But it's, I get it. I guess I'm pretty lucky. Nobody really does anything in our neighborhood after dark, really. It's pretty quiet for the most part. But that would bug the crap out of me. I could never live in a city. I was thinking about that the other day. So somebody was talking about New York in one, the cost of living there is absurd, New York City. But it's just too busy. The city is always awake. It's like It's like Las Vegas, where, you know, things are, time doesn't matter. The city just never sleeps. And I could never handle that. Imagine just living there and you wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and you look outside and there's just people walking around. That's just weird to me and it doesn't make sense. I like the fact that I can look out my window at 1 o'clock in the morning and there's nothing going on. That's great. So I get that. I look at, my brother used to live in downtown Denver and it was like smack dab in the middle of Denver. And it's just too much for me. I just can't handle it. I like the quiet of the suburbs. I don't know if I could handle living in the country though. That's maybe a little bit too quiet for me. I think I'm good as a suburban house husband. That's me. Okay. Hey, by the way, a lot going on this weekend. I'm recording this on Thursday. The NFL draft starts tonight, so that's going to be crazy. Got a lot of people wondering what their favorite team is going to do, and you know everybody's going to be pissed. I put out on Twitter right before I did the show, I said, if the Broncos do blank on day one of the draft, I'm going to be pissed. So I'm wanting to get what people would be pissed off with. If they draft Bo Nix at 12, that would be a huge reach. That would be the worst. That comes in from Mike. Sack Swinger said, I just can't wait till it's over. The speculation this year is driving me crazy. I want MPJ too, though. Bradley said, move up. Always Orange and Blue said, not draft a QB. I'm right there with you on that one. I think that that's what they should be doing. JP says, if they trade up. Eric said, trade Sertan and future first round picks to draft JJ McCarthy. Ramon, draft a punter. That would be so fucking annoying. There'd be one person out there that would be happy. And that'd be Pat McAfee. He'd be like, oh my God. I can't do his voice. I have to listen to his voice to do his impression. He's like, oh my God, dude. They drafted a punter. That's a horrible Pat McAfee impression. But there'd be only the punters out there and kickers out there would be excited over that. So good point, Ramon. I feel like no matter what, people aren't going to be happy with what the Broncos do or whoever your favorite team is. So that's the thing. Be ready to be irritated. They could go with a good quarterback, but it's such a crapshoot. Like Caleb Williams most likely is going to go to the Chicago Bears tonight. And again, I was listening to Mike Evans this morning on 104.3 The Fan, and he was just saying he just has – Caleb Williams has the mark of he's either going to succeed very well and just be, you know, phenomenal, or he's going to burst into flames in a magnificent way type of thing. He's either going to be really good or really shitty. And that's the thing with the draft. Just because you're a high pick doesn't mean squat. Case in point, the Denver Broncos just traded for a former number two overall pick in Zach Wilson. So it's very interesting what the Broncos are going to do. I would like to see them draft a quarterback, but that's kind of telling you that, like, you know, it would be frustrating because, like, what if they are able to turn around Zach Wilson? Do the Denver Broncos have the balls to go, hey, he's our guy, even though we just drafted this other quarterback? I don't, it's so fucking crazy. And I agree with Eric. I'd be so mad if the Broncos, for some reason, were able to trade a big name player. I don't see that happening with Sertan. Didn't they just re-sign him to something? But either way, trade Bowles. I'm not a fan of Garrett Bowles. But either way, whatever your team is, expect a lot of disappointment and a lot of confusion. Like, is that a good idea? If they trade up, they better not be giving up too much. Kevin just wrote in as we're talking. He said they better not trade back. I think that's the one that would piss everybody off if they trade back. Kevin, you're 100% right. If they trade back, it you better be getting something good for that. And that's not going to put the minds of Bronco Country at ease. Just going to piss us all off. Be like, what the fuck are you guys doing? Can't be doing that. So it's going to be very interesting. I'm excited. I'm more excited about the Bronco draft now that I'm separated from the sports station, as far as I don't work at 104.3 The Fan. I'm associated with Mile High Sports. I still converse with people over at 104.3 The Fan, as well as Altitude 92.5. But here's the thing. My wagon's not hitched to it. So I didn't have the past 2 months of just nonstop speculation of what the Denver Broncos are going to do for the pick and how we can just bust a nut every time a new mock draft comes out with somebody different at number 12 for the Broncos to pick. I'm glad I'm not in that world in a sense, but that being said, I kind of like it. It's a weird thing. So I'm very intrigued now more than ever as more of a fan to see what the Broncos do. I'm very intrigued. They better not trade back. Ramon, they better not draft a punter. I'm almost fine with them trading up. It'd be wild. I don't think it could happen, but it'd be wild if they traded Zach Wilson. You're like, wait, what? Huh? Okay. I don't think they can, but that would be hilarious if they could. I'd be so pissed if I was Zach Wilson. Like, what? Come on. Oh, yeah. It's very interesting to see what you guys think about that. Hey, if you want to interact with the show, I love it when you do. Hit me up on socials at DeHuff Podcast. TikTok might be going away, so who knows? Just follow me everywhere at DeHuff Podcast. And you can hit me up on Gmail as well if you just want to send a more personal message. DeHuffPodcast@gmail.com. Matt in Lansing, I haven't heard from you a bit. I was going to send you an email to make sure you're okay. But if you hear this, send me a message. Just say you're okay. Because I'll probably forget by the time I hit stop on this. Hey, you guys are amazing. Have a fantastic day. Don't get too wrapped up in the draft. Also, you got a lot going on in the sports world. You got NBA and NHL playoffs. Tonight, the Nuggets take on the Lakers in game number 3. Listen, if the Lakers are going to take a game in this series, it's got to be tonight against the Nuggets. If the Nuggets keep the pedal to the metal and lay the hammer down and just don't give the Lakers room to breathe, guess what? Then the Nuggets got this series. But if there's any hope for the Lakers out there, they have to take this game number 3. Otherwise, game 4 is going to be an easy win for the Denver Nuggets. So it's very exciting. Plus, also, like I said, the NHL playoffs, which are always exciting to watch. And obviously the Colorado Avalanche taking on the Winnipeg Jets. So that's going to be fun because that series comes back to Ball Arena. The Sack. Why the fuck hasn't anybody made shirts that say, welcome to the Sack? Listen, if there's a sponsor out there, put my logo on it somewhere. It doesn't have to be huge. And it just says, welcome to the Sack. And you make it in the team color. And then, you know, we sell them. Or Fear the Sack or something like that. I don't know. We could come up with something. Let me know. DeHuffPodcast@gmail.com. I think we could do these, but we'd have to hop on it now and try to get them for the second round. Right? That'd be awesome. You're welcome. Hey, thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. Also, share it with your friends if you could, please. Big thanks to Sugar Fire in Westminster. Go support them, please. They do an amazing job, and they serve a phenomenal product. You got to go check them out. Sugar Fire, they're located in Westminster off 144th and Orchard Parkway. It's just a great place. If you want to just check them out on their website, it's sugarfiresmokehouse.com. Also, big thanks to Jad's Mile High Smoke. Just a great place to just go sit down and relax. They're at 7667 Washington Street and just a great group of people serving up some happy times. Okay. It's DeHuff Uncensored. Let's continue to move forward. I'll talk to you next time.